News, I'm Rich Thomason. On this Super Tuesday Eve, Nikki Haley is celebrating her victory in the Republican primary in heavily Democrat Washington, D.C.
This marks Haley's first win over Republican frontrunner Donald Trump in the GOP primary race. The AP declared Haley the winner Sunday night after D.C. Republican Party officials released the vote totals. Haley's D.C. victory stops former President Trump's GOP sweep of the primary race, at least temporarily. There are only about 23,000 registered Republicans here in our nation's capital.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Haley picks up 19 delegates. Former President Trump has 244. Heading into the Super Tuesday contests in 15 states and American Samoa. Well, it's not a beach getaway this time. Today, President Biden is in the mountains at the Camp David presidential retreat. No events on his calendar. New poll documenting voter concern over the 81-year-old Biden's ability to handle the presidency.
What it found regarding the 81-year-old Biden is that 6 in 10 say they don't have a lot of confidence about his mental capability. That's important because in January of 2022, only half said they had those concerns. So we've seen an increase in the past 2 years. Most importantly, we've seen that increase after the release of a special counsel's report saying that there were memory issues for President Biden.
And correspondent Josh Boak says it's an APNORC poll. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court could issue a ruling today on former President Trump's appeal of a Colorado Supreme Court ruling removing him from the state's ballot. And no breakthroughs to report this morning in the Gaza ceasefire talks underway in Egypt. Wall Street Dow features down 101 points. This is SRN News. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, hosts a daily podcast on the prayer.com platform called Bible in a Year. Pastor Graham says the podcast started small but has developed into an amazing experience for him.
When we were approached by the people at pray.com, they asked me to do it, and we prayed about it and said yes. And honest to goodness, I thought if we get a couple of 100,000 people on this, it would be great. But I was willing to do it and glad to do it because it was about the Bible. And there's such a hunger for God's Word, and that's the whole point of why this has become what it's become. And so we started, and before you knew it, it took off, and now we're at right at 50 million downloads. It's beyond my imagination.
Jack Graham says through his 250 Bible in a Year episodes on pray.com, he has reached more people around the world than during his entire lifetime of in-person preaching. Free podcast available at BibleInAYear.com. This is SRN News. It's a monumental job on the fire-ravaged Hawaiian island of Lahaina, the job of cleanup in the wake of the devastating and deadly wildfires, and researchers have major environmental concerns amid
piles of toxic debris. They don't know how chemicals and metals from burned plastics, lead paint, and lithium-ion batteries will affect delicate reef ecosystems, but research now underway by the University of Hawaii could provide the community a sense of how the ocean is weathering the disaster. They placed 20 sensors off West Maui that measure temperature, salinity, oxygen, turbidity, and chlorophyll every 5 minutes.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Group of men in masks opened fire at an outdoor party in Central California last evening, killing 4 people, injuring 3 others. Happened in King City, California. The attackers got away. More details at SRNNews.com.